In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Please be advised. This show contains adult language, violent acts, and triggering situations. Ghost Tape is intended for mature audiences. Q Code presents Ghost Tape, co-created by Nia DaCosta and Aaron Eli Colite, starring and executive produced by Kiersey Clemens.
The room service in this jail is horrendous.
Shut it, Dick.
Chaos 5, this is Chaos 6. Got Dixon. Heading your way. Over.
Copy that, Chaos 6. Chaos 5, ready to receive. Over.
Why don't we give those wrists a break? What do you think? Tessa.
Whatever you think, Doc.
Doctor, for your own safety.
The handcuffs aren't necessary.
Promise I'll play nice.
Please, sit. Do you want anything? Tea? Coffee?
I'm good. But fuck, it is cold in here. Sorry, can I say that in here? Fuck?
You can say whatever you want in here. Low temperatures keep the mind alert. Don't want us falling asleep while we chat. The blankets are in the basket over there. So, as you know, but I'm legally obligated to remind you, I'm one of the Army psychiatrists, Dr. Martinez. You can call me Oscar.
I'd slaughter a whole village for a hot dog right now. That was a joke.
Tough crowd.
A hot dog.
Yes, Oscar.
Oscar Meyer. One-track mind after weeks of stockade food.
I guess my jokes land better when I'm alone in my cell.
We can get you a hot dog.
Seriously?
Why not?
Oh, okay. Dr. Miracle Worker.
Why don't we talk about the incident that brought you here?
Oh, look at you. Coming in hot, right from the start.
Thought we'd rip the Band-Aid off. On the night of June 15th...
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay. Let's rewind, shall we? What drove you to enlist?
I come from a family of vets. Is it so surprising I join up?
Tessa, I'm not your enemy. I'm here to help. To understand.
Grandpa's funeral. So the answer to your question. That's what made me enlist.
What happened?
God, that whole day. What a fucking joke. Do you know Maeve actually blames me for his death? She never said it outright. But when she found out I was dating a girl, all of a sudden, nothing was good enough for her. Blanket disapproval of everything related my life choices. And she thought everyone felt the same. One time, I even heard her ask Grandpa if he was ashamed to go on base because of me. She thought I'd brought shame on the family, when really, she was the one who brought shame. She thought I drove Grandpa to do what they say he did.
Tell me about the funeral.
And now, we'll hear from Byron's granddaughter, Tessa Dixon.
Sorry. I'm Byron's granddaughter, Tessa. He was the best granddad you could want. An incredible soldier. An incredible man. It's hard to describe him. He was at every game, every dorky school play, every graduation, usually carrying an obnoxious blowhorn that drove the other families crazy. Yeah. He even helped me petition the boys' baseball team to let me play because I refused to try softball. You know, most of the time, he was the only one there. He was my person. When I came out, all he said was, "Who you love has nothing to do with your character." Everyone says he's in a better place. He isn't in pain anymore. He's with his brothers in arms. And I'm sorry, but that is bullshit. I know half of you think he's a coward for killing himself, and the other half think he's just another sad example of PTSD, but he would never have committed suicide. That just wasn't who he was. They killed him. I don't know who or why. That is what happened, and any of you who believe he actually committed suicide, you didn't know him.
Thank you, Tessa. And now we'll have a reading from Isaiah.
Tessa, this was incredibly embarrassing. You are acting crazy to make a scene on this day.
There's no way he killed himself. Maeve, you know he didn't have that. That darkness.
Many things in his life did not go according to plan.
Give it a rest, Maeve.
I did not expect to see you here, Melissa.
I was married to him for 10 years.
I'll be right back. Corporal!
Tessa! Tessa, come back here. Tessa, I'm talking to you.
Tessa, I'm so sorry for your...
Did you get my emails?
Yes, I received every one of the 27 you sent.
Don't you agree that the angle of bullet entry suggests someone else shot him? But since the police couldn't find any fingerprints or foreign DNA at the scene, they ruled it a suicide.
I read the report.
There were also 6 bullets in his gun. Why would he load that many bullets if he only needed one to end his life?
Maybe it was already loaded.
Byron Dixon never stored his gun loaded. He was murdered.
I see you've been watching a lot of CSI lately.
Oh, please. Corporal, you have to tell me what you know.
Look, I'm sorry, Tessa. Even if I knew anything, it's classified.
So you do know something.
I didn't say that.
You did. You just said it's classified. In the present, not it would be classified in a potentially hypothetical situation. So there is more to this story.
Oscar, he basically admitted there was some sort of cover-up.
That's how you interpreted it?
I could see it in his eyes. They were guilty. If my dad hadn't interrupted, I'm sure I'd gotten more from the corporal.
Corporal, thank you for coming. You know, Byron loved this church. And he loved Altessa here.
He did, indeed. I'm wishing you and your family peace during this troubling time. Goodbye.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I realized I needed to enlist to find the truth. I needed access.
Most families find it very hard to accept a suicide. Some people show very few warning signs before it happens. They sometimes seem incredibly happy, euphoric even.
I don't care about some people.
How'd your family feel about you playing the detective?
Maeve wasn't the biggest fan.
Please, granddaughter, after years of hard work, you're going to give everything up for this wild goose chase? Please reconsider. Byron would not want you to leave school to go down this rabbit hole. God, she loves a good animal metaphor. She didn't want me to give up my scholarship. How could I possibly concentrate on school with this hanging over my head? My dad, on the other hand, was surprisingly... I mean, he's an addict, so take what he says with a grain of salt, but surprisingly supportive. He was proud, and he said he thought Grandpa'd be proud too. He said I inspired him to do better. He was going to be the father I deserve.
Would you say you and your father have a good relationship?
They didn't believe me. Both thought it was perfectly possible that Byron committed suicide.
So you enlisted to find out more information about your grandfather's suicide?
Murder. He was caught up in some serious shit. The tapes prove it. First time I saw it. The tape. I will never forget the sensation. I didn't want to pick it up at first. For some weird reason, I was afraid. You know that feeling when you're being chased in a dream, but you can't move your legs, and they get closer and closer, and you try to move, but no matter what you do, you can't escape. That kind of fear vibrated from my fingertips through my entire body. But then I had this uncontrollable urge to pick up the tape. I had to possess it. I wanted to run my fingers across the plastic, tracing its holes. Hide it under my pillow so only I, out of everyone on this giant spinning orb we call Earth, would know it was mine. And I knew it wanted me as well. It chose me. I mean, that's crazy, right? It sounds like I'm in love with a piece of plastic. When I listened to it, initially, it felt like I was coming home.
Your statement says you tried to report the tapes as contraband.
Yes.
But we don't have a record of you making a report.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, Doc. Maybe you should investigate Drill Sergeant Wilson for failing to submit her reports.
Dixon, come get your damn bag. This isn't a B&B.
Drill Sergeant!
Sweden, get your ass in line before I kick it back home to your mommy.
Drill Sergeant, the tape isn't mine.
What'd you say, Dixon? Do you need a gilded invitation to match your royal fucking name, Dixon? Use your damn words.
Nothing.
Then move!
Fuck. I needed to listen to it someplace safe. That's how I ended up in the closet.
Tell your father you have the tape.
What? What the? Dixon! What the hell are you doing in the supply closet?
Sorry. I was lost.
I'm gonna pretend I believe that, because there's a call for you. Yes, a call. Am I speaking Russian to you? We've been looking for you for 20 goddamn minutes. You have a call. Get your ass to the corporal's office and don't get lost in another closet.
Private Dixon.
Corporal Wilson.
Welcome to the base. I have to say, I was surprised to learn you'd enlisted. But, well, we'll talk more later. For now, I'll leave you.
Okay.
Line one.
Thanks. Hello?
Tessa?
Dad? This is insane timing. Hey, someone left me a clue that I think is related to Grandpa's murder.
What kind of clue? A tape?
Wait, how did you know that? Did Grandpa ever mention it? Look, I haven't listened to much yet, but I just have this feeling... it's related to his death somehow. God, it was the weirdest thing. The tape told me. Well, Grandpa's recording on the tape said. Not to tell you I had it. Dad, why would it say that?
I was so careful. No risks.
What?
You give it everything you have, but it's never good enough. All it does is fuck you in the end. I knew you had it. I just knew.
Wait, what? Dad, are you okay?
You need to bring me the tape.
Hey, Dad.
Bring me the tape.
You know that I can't. I've got 15 weeks of basic before I see you. Dad? Hello, are you there?
I am so disappointed in you, Tessa.
What?
Every single thing you do is a disappointment. You failed me, and you failed your grandfather. I can't believe you would join up despite what the military has done, what it's done to our family. Why didn't you run it by me?
I did. I told you. I told you that I have to find out what happened to Byron.
How dare you even say his name? You're weak, Tessa. You're a liar, a thief, and you drove your grandfather to do what he did.
No, why are you saying these things to me?
Tessa, you're so fragile. Do you really think you can handle 15 weeks of basic? Come home. Let me take care of you.
Look, I don't care what you think. You gave up the right to offer a fatherly opinion the second heroine became your preferred family. And I don't know if you're back on drugs or what the hell is going on with you, but these are your issues. Okay? And I'm not letting you put them on me. No one, including you, is gonna stop me from proving what I know. Byron Dixon was murdered.
That must have been very unsettling, going through BASIC without any support from your family. We should listen to it together.
What?
The tape.
Wait, no, why?
I think it would give me context for our conversations.
I don't want to do that.
Tessa, as much as I want to make you feel comfortable, it's my job to push you to uncover your truth.
Well, how did you get that? Hey, stop! Look, I will talk about the incident. Just...
Me.
Doc, don't listen to her.
Tessa, what is this?
Shut up!
Tessa. What was that?
Where's my hot dog?
Ghost Tape stars Kiersey Clemons as Tessa, Raul Castillo as Oscar, Anna Maria Horsford as Grandma Missy, John Rubenstein as Corporal Wilson, Sean Patrick Thomas as Luke Dixon, Angel Parker as Drill Sergeant Eliza Wilson, Bill Duke as Byron Dixon, with additional performances by Neil Lewis, Alan Trong, and Mitch Mendoza. Co-created by Nia DaCosta and Aaron Eli Colite. Directed by Malachi. Written by Alexandra E. Hartman. Executive produced by Kiersey Clemons, Nia DaCosta, Aaron Eli Colite, Rob Herding, David Henning, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, Justin Levy, and Sandra Yi Ling. Produced by Tess Ryan. Co-produced by Alexandra E. Hartman and Mariel Redlin. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Edited by Ariel McGrail, Ryan Walsh, and Ben Milchev. Sound design by Matt Yoakum. Sound effects editing by Ryan Sullivan. Mixed by Matt Yoakum. Music editor, Michael Traylor. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli. Assistant director, Lynn D'Angona. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Assistant engineering and editing, Neely Oftering. Production coordinator, Kelsey Adams. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Language services provided by The Language Bank. Artwork by Tomer Honka and Bryn Jones. Special thanks to Chris Goebel. Ghost Tape is a Q Code production.
Hi, just checking in and seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Gallion, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Gallion on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.
Are you ready for the ultimate Love Island experience? Join us on After the Island.
We're going back to where it all began, Fiji. Love Island USA Season 5 is making a splash on Peacock right now.
And guess what? Your favorite recap show is back too. Welcome to After the Island.
Join us as real life besties and co-hosts, Elizabeth
and Alex,
as we deep dive into each sizzling episode of Love Island USA.
We'll spill the tea, interview contestants, answer fan questions, and give you unprecedented behind-the-scenes access to the wildly popular world of Love Island.
Don't miss a single moment of the drama, romance, and unforgettable island vibes. Listen to After the Island on any streaming platform.